This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, crane works, motor works, rental works, yeah! Big dog's got it.
John Parker Wilson on the Roundtable is brought to you by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it. The big dog's got it. And now, John Parker Wilson.
All right, JPW, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm good, guys. How are y'all?
Fantastic. You got big plans this weekend? You're on your way out of town or anything?
No, I am actually here. We're here this entire weekend. We do have plans. We're going to be down at McWayne Center tomorrow for Big Machine Day, and actually Craneworks is a sponsor of it. They're providing all the cranes, but my little two-year-old is, when I say obsessed with tractors and trucks, is an understatement. So we will be there basically all day tomorrow with a bunch of tractors.
Yeah, good place, man. We used to have the membership, so I'm sure you're well-versed in the McWayne Center. A lot of things going on in Birmingham, including the Birmingham Iron. I'm sure you had an opportunity to watch the Alliance in its debut last weekend. Was going to ask you, if this is 10 years ago and you had the opportunity, is it something you would do?
You know, I think I would definitely look hard at it. I mean, I watched the game just like a lot of people did last weekend. And, you know, it is really close to regular football. They changed the rules up a little bit, but I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great concept. I think it's a great time of year to be doing it. I really liked what I saw on the field. You get some good guys out there playing too. So I would definitely have taken a look at it when I, you know, got done and played for a few years in the NFL. But if you're wanting to continue to try to make an NFL roster, this is the perfect place to do it.
It was good talent out there on the field. It was compared, John Parker Wilson, to the second half of a NFL preseason game. And, you know, we – as fans maybe don't consume enough NFL exhibition games to hang around and watch third and fourth quarters. But I know you played in some of those as well. How good was the talent on the field second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter of NFL exhibition games?
I mean, extremely good. The guys out there, if you're out there playing preseason or whatever for the NFL squad, you're pretty good. Look, this is the first game. These guys hadn't been playing around together. It's going to be a little sloppy, and I think that's kind of what people were referring to of, you know, that second half, people are going to be jumping off sides, missing assignments. There'll be some pretty easy sacks from the defensive line. But these are talented guys, and with as much NFL influence in the front office and the coaching staff, I think they're going to get it going. I really do.
All right, let's talk a little Alabama football before we bounce around to some other college football stuff. I did want to ask you about the new defensive linemen that are coming in this recruiting class. That's a big, big place of need for Alabama. They need some depth there. When you look at the freshmen that are coming in any year at Alabama, is that one of the easier or tougher positions to come in and play, the defensive line at elite-level college football?
You know, I think it's pretty tough.
Yes.
Then I think offensive line, left tackle especially, is a really difficult position. Cornerback's pretty tough to come in. That's basically all athleticism. But defensive line, you've got to have the size. That's the kind of non-negotiable. You've got to be big enough to play. You've got to be heavy enough to take on these offensive lines. I know Alabama spent a lot of time recruiting. Antonio Alfano is one guy that I think he's got a chance to make some impacts early, but you've got to first develop in the weight room. You got to be big enough, and I think if you look, Quinton Williams, he redshirted, and now as a sophomore, he's leaving. So it took him that first year of getting basically his body ready to play. He might have had the skill set, but the hardest thing is some guys grow quicker than others. Quinton was the guy that needed an extra year to develop, so you got to be heavy enough. And I remember that's one of the things the offensive lineman always talked about was, hey, I've got to weigh 315 pounds to be able to take on these defensive linemen. That's a big part of it.
Speaking of incoming freshmen, we were asked about expectations for Auburn next year. And there's a good chance Gus Malzahn will be relying on a true freshman quarterback in Bo Nix. I mean, go back to when you came into Tuscaloosa. Can you even imagine starting in the SEC as a true freshman quarterback? And why is it so different 10-plus years later?
No, it would have been extremely difficult from high school to college, just the terminology, the schemes.
I think we lost John Parker Wilson. JP, do you still with us, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
The difference today is a lot more, especially quarterbacks, are specializing and only playing football and going out doing 7-on-7 all spring, all summer. Two is a perfect example of that. Jalen came in as a true freshman to be able to do that. So these guys are, I think, a lot more advanced than even we were 10 years ago, because during the spring I played baseball. In the summer we played a little bit of football, a little bit of baseball. But now, especially a guy like Bo, whose dad has been there and played at a high level, I think, you know, if you're going to do it, he's got a pretty good shot to come in and be effective his first year.
What's the biggest challenge? What's the one thing that will surprise him maybe when he starts spring practice and starts playing at this level?
I think the easy thing to say is speed, and it's faster, especially making your decisions. You know, the guys are running faster routes. The defensive linemen are the defensive end are probably the most athletic guys on the field. So you got to speed up your game. But for a quarterback, it's just the depth of the offense and knowing you've got to know everything, and you're expected to know it the first day you walk out. So he's got from now until whenever they start to basically know the playbook better than anybody. He's got to know it like a coach. So when you're going out there in high school, you know, you had a few plays, and now you've got 500 plays in the playbook. It doesn't matter if it's short yardage or goal line or third down. You got to know where to put everybody. That's the hardest thing for me, is just saying, okay, instead of thinking about the playbook, it's just reacting and knowing where to go. And the beautiful thing for these guys now is these old early enrollees kind of get a speed up on that learning curve, getting in school early.
You never know how these things are going to unfold, but in the first hour of this show on a Friday, we have figured out the easiest question in sport, which is, what are the two coaches right now in college football, which is Dabo Swinney and Nick Saban, to the most difficult question in sport, who's that number three guy? I mean, we can't figure it out.
Oh, that's a good question. Who's the clubhouse leader right now for number three?
Would you go Lincoln Riley or Kirby Smart? Lincoln Riley, 24-4, a couple of Big 12 titles in the playoffs both years, a couple of Heisman Trophy winners. Meanwhile, Dabo beat him head-to-head, had a national championship game. It looked like 1st and 26, and Tua, you know, ripped his heart out. And then I don't know how you felt about that Georgia team, but if they had beaten Alabama in the SEC championship, I pretty much think they would have done to Oklahoma what Alabama did.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think I'd put Kirby Smart up there, you know, ahead of Lincoln Riley, just because playing in the SEC and he's been there the past couple of years. You know, he's had to run into Alabama, made it to the national championship last year, really beat Alabama in the first half this year. Definitely recruiting, continuing to get the good guys. Lincoln Riley's doing a great job. I think they're both extremely well coaches. But if I had to put that next guy, I think I'd put Kirby Smart. But that is, you know, it's a pretty tough question. Those are two good coaches.
John Parker Wilson every week brought to you by our friends at CraneWorks. John Parker, tell them about CraneWorks and what's going on at the McWane Center this weekend.
Yeah, so we all know they got offices in Birmingham, Mobile, and Nashville. They can give you a full line of rental and earth-moving equipment. But this weekend, they're sponsoring the Big Machine Day down at the McWane Center. So all you got to have is just a normal McWane Center ticket to get in. It's from 10 to 4. They'll have all their stuff out. Kids come around, get in the trucks, climb around, take pictures. Like I said, we will definitely be there. My 2-year-old is looking forward to this. I mean, it's going to be a fun day. So we're going to be down there with the Upton brothers all day, CraneWorks. Check them out at McWane Center and craneworks.com.
All right, John Parker Wilson, we'll talk to you next week, man. Have a great weekend.
See you guys.
All right.
Follow Lance Taylor on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.